This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Now, don't tell me you've never asked yourself this existential question. Who's going to play me in the movie? So, who would I get? Maybe George Clooney?
How you doing? Whiskey and whiskey.
Or Kyle MacLachlan. The dude sort of looks like me.
Short stack of griddle cakes, melted butter, maple syrup, lightly heated, slice of ham.
But what if they cast, I don't know, Steve Buscemi?
I couldn't imagine you'd have any interest in me except as an amusingly cranky, eccentric curiosity.
So let's settle that question right now. I have with me here two big-time casting professionals, Jane Jenkins and Janet Hershenson. They've been running one of Hollywood's most successful casting companies, called The Casting Company, for the last quarter century. Directors like Spielberg and Coppola and Ron Howard come to them to hire the actors for their films. In the process, Jenkins and Hershenson have launched the careers of a lot of unknowns who have become household names. Jane, Janet, welcome to Studio 360.
So nice to be with you. Thank you for having us.
Very nice to be here.
So how do people become casting directors? What's the training program?
Well, you know, there isn't a real school that you go to learn how to be a casting director. Most casting directors start off working in a casting office, and you sort of learn the process. You get to type up the deals so you see how the deals get made, because it's not just putting names on a list and auditioning actors. You actually have to do the contracts and hire the actors and negotiate their deals.
This is Janet Hershenson. Also, a lot of what we do past the list is when you go to the actors that aren't known, they're not going to be on a list. And for some of the smaller parts, that's where we go through pictures, you pull faces you like, faces you know, you bring them in to audition. So that's sort of a different kind of list. That's lists of people you actually see. And then generally you put a videotape together and show that to the director and see which of those people he likes, he or she likes.
Is that the most fun, to find somebody that the director has never heard of and say, look at her, look at him, and convince
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely. Yeah? It's a thrill when that happens, when you pull that together.
What is a great one of those that you guys have been responsible for?
Well, I suppose maybe Julia Roberts has become the biggest star of people that we gave early jobs to.
Or Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he did okay, too.
He did okay, too.
You cast Julia Roberts in Mystic Pizza, which?
In Mystic Pizza. Yeah.
How was that? Was that an easy, she's great, I'll cast her, she's the star?
No, actually.
Well,
you know,
once Jane saw her, I think that it became.
It was interesting because I had met Julia a year before that on a film that Ron Howard was doing called Willow. And I remember that I had liked her a lot and thought that she had a great deal of spunk and that certain je ne sais quoi. And so when she came in to read for Daisy, which was the part that was most difficult for me to cast, I had seen a lot of young actresses in New York who had some of the aspects of that girl who had the sex appeal and could turn it on if there was a boy in the room but could drink a beer and belch when she was just with the girls. Mm-hmm. And that was what I needed, that cross between that femme fatale and just a regular girl. And Julia came in at the end of a long day, not terribly well prepared. And I said to her, you know, I think that if you go home and come back tomorrow and really look at your lines and work on it a little bit, I think you could be very right for this and you owe it to yourself to do the work. And she came back the next day and nailed it.
Where the hell is Kat? She was supposed to be here half an hour ago.
Hey, easy.
Oh, yeah, she called. She said they needed her babysitting. She said you'd cover for her.
I'm supposed to have dinner with Charlie's parents tonight. She knows that.
Well, and Forrest Whitaker, who of course is up for an Oscar for Last King of Scotland this month, is one of your people as well.
Well, you know, you can't say that he's a discovery because he was an actor. You know, I gave him a little tiny part that got him his SAG card.
So you got him in the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, in a movie that I don't know that anybody's ever seen that was originally called TAG, T-A-G, The Assassination Game, which was a popular game played on college campuses where you shot people with paint mm-hmm. pellets. And he had a very small part in it. But I remember very distinctly that there was just this light around him. There was just such an engaging personality that I thought this kid really should be in the movie and he should get a SAG card.
Geez, you're responsible for so many careers. That must give you a kind of godlike sense in Hollywood now.
Oh, yes, we're so godlike.
No, we're always looking for the next job is what we're – there's no godlike sense of anything.
It is now Oscar season. Other than Forrest Whitaker, in whose career you had, as you say, a small but pivotal part, are there other people who you have intersected with over the years who have been nominated this year?
Actually, a couple of them. There's Kate Winslet, who we just worked with on The Holiday, the Nancy Meyers film that was out over the holidays. And, gosh, there's somebody else. Oh, Leo. Hello.
That's
this is Leonardo DiCaprio, who Janet first hired for a very small part in the TV version of The Outsiders.
And then, I think it was when he was maybe 13 years old.
And then when he was 14 years old, I hired him for the TV version of Parenthood.
Actually, once he did us a big favor, there was an article in People magazine about us, and we wanted somebody to be a hopeful being videotaped. So he came in to be our little hopeful, and there's a picture of him in the article of Leo DiCaprio, hopeful actor.
14-year-old hopeful, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, he has, especially this year, grown into so manifestly a good mm-hmm. actor in Blood Diamond and The Departed. As this kid, did you say he has the stuff to be a great actor, or was that just, boy, we picked right, he was a cute kid, and look what he's become?
No, I think when I first saw him, his beauty just blew me back.
Yeah, he was more than a cute kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, he was a very good actor. Then when I saw him in Gilbert Grape, I don't know, was he maybe 18 when he did that? He blew me away. And I've liked him over the years, but this year, for me, he's really become a man. Blood Diamond, I just thought he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so he is turning into one of the great actors of all time, I think.
What, beyond your good, steady work habits, what does one need? What kind of eye do you need to spot actors who would be good for a particular role?
There's no rule here. If you trust your instincts and they're proven correct, then you get to have the next job.
It's also sort of being able to interpret what the director is looking for or what the director doesn't know that he's looking for. I remember when our first movie with John Hughes was Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and besides the Ferris part, remember I was going through some files and looking for who was going to play the secretary.
Uh-huh.
And I came across Edie McClurg's picture, and I never worked with John before, and we had known Edie from some other things. I just absolutely knew that he was going to adore her, and in my mind, I stopped looking. And as soon as he met her, she was the secretary.
Ed Rooney's office.
There's nothing like having an actor read and you see the director's eyes just light up.
Last thing I need at this point in my career is 1,500 Ferris Bueller disciples running around these halls.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they think he's a righteous dude.
So if we're to play the parlor game that I proposed in my introduction, now that you've heard me rattle on for a bit, who among the A or B or C lists would you cast as Kurt Anderson were you hired to do such a bizarre thing?
Well, Robert Downey came to mind for me. Robert Downey, and maybe as, Kurt the young years, maybe Ryan Gosling.
Huh. Robert Downey has pleased me for the rest of the day, but...
Yeah, Robert Downey. I love Robert Downey.
Yeah.
And I think John Cusack could do a good turn playing you.
Yeah.
And Kyle MacLachlan. And maybe Clive Owen. You know, it depends. I think that there
you guys are brilliant. You guys are really brilliant. I got to say.
I think all of those names would be on our list. And at the end of the day, it would be our director who would make that decision.
Janet Hershenson and Jane Jenkins, I want to thank you very much for joining me today in Studio 360.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Jane Jenkins and Janet Hershenson's new book is called A Star is Found. Wow, Robert Downey, Clive Owen, not too shabby. Maybe they were sucking up, but I'll take that.
You can see all the stars as you walk along.